In Houston, health officials have discovered mosquitoes carrying the virus that causes St. Louis encephalitis. St. Louis encephalitis attacks the brain and it can be fatal. Houston is warm and wet, so the city wages a never-ending war on mosquitoes, particularly ones that carry disease. NPR's Wade Goodwin traveled through the city's sewers with one of Houston's mosquito surveillance supervisors.
It's early Friday morning, and Houston mosquito man Martin Reyna is doing what he normally does early in the morning, prying up manhole covers with a large green pickaxe. Reyna has one end of the pickaxe stuck into the manhole cover, and he leans back with all his strength, using the pickaxe as a fulcrum to lift one end of the heavy metal disc out of the street.
Okay, this is gonna give us a little bit of a problem.
The manhole cover resists and drops back into place. So Reyna, who's in his 30s and still in good shape, steps back and takes a big whack at the cover with the pickaxe.
Watch yourself.
And for some reason, that works. Reyna is searching Houston's sewer system for Culex quincafasciatus, the carrier of St. Louis encephalitis and West Nile virus. It breeds and thrives in the warm, dark night in fetid pockets of water that pool in the city's sewers. Reyna holds up a mosquito trap that was hanging down in the sewer from the manhole cover.
Hey, we got some more mosquitoes here. This is good. You know, sometimes we go more than 10,000 in a net. Those numbers.
So, how do you trap a mosquito? Well, in a trap designed by the Centers for Disease Control, of course. But if you're imagining some slick-looking high-tech device, you've got the wrong picture. Think instead of 4D batteries wrapped with duct tape around a small electric fan. At the top of the fan is rigged a flashlight bulb, and on the bottom is a mesh net attached by a bungee cord. This strange-looking contraption is hung underneath a red and white half-gallon thermos bottle. The thermos holds dry ice, which as it melts creates carbon dioxide, which then leaks out little holes that have been drilled into the bottom of the thermos. Mosquitoes mistake the carbon dioxide for a breathing human being. It's the last mistake those mosquitoes ever make.
Mosquitoes are attracted to the light and also to the CO2 contained in this cooler on top. You can see the holes underneath, that's where the CO2 goes out. So now we're just going to detach it, you know, put it apart and get the net.
In one fluid and quick motion, Reyna removes the electric fan and cinches the mesh net closed. He's now holding about 800 unhappy mosquitoes.
Shake it a little bit so they can go down the net. That's it.
Reyna hangs the nets in the back of his white van and drives off to his next manhole cover. He'll do this at 10 different sites before heading back to the lab. The back of Reyna's mosquito van has its own air conditioning system to keep the mosquitoes nice and cool. In order to test for the viruses, the mosquitoes have to be kept alive. Houston's mosquito control program is unusual because its main focus is not pest control, but the prevention of mosquito-borne disease. In Houston, it's part of the health department. Dr. Ray Parsons runs the program. Parsons says that St. Louis encephalitis is endemic to Houston, threatening the city in the spring, summer, and fall.
Probably you could say that we're the St. Louis encephalitis capital of the country, and we hope we don't have that reputation for West Nile, but I'm concerned about that.
Both viruses attack the brain tissue, and the mortality rate is about 10%. There have been no human cases so far this year in Houston, but mosquito control has found St. Louis encephalitis in mosquitoes in several different sections of downtown. And Parsons is even more concerned about a possible outbreak of West Nile.
Oh, I think it could get bad. West Nile virus, I think, is a potential for hundreds of cases here.
West Nile also attacks the bird population and as a result can spread quickly. It first showed up in this country in 1999 in New York City, having traveled from southern Europe, Africa, or the Middle East. It is slowly spreading west across the south, and Parsons believes it's only a matter of time before the disease finds its way to Houston.
Well, Houston is, you know, we've got the Culex mosquito population, we've got the old storm sewer system that produces them. And we've got the temperature and everything from April until through October that'll give us a high mosquito population. So our transmission time here, it would be much greater than it would be up in the Northeast.
The men at Houston Mosquito Control are trying an experiment where they pump larvicide through the underground sewers. They've had some initial success moving the chemical mist a few hundred yards, but confronted with hundreds of miles of sewers, the experiment has a long way to go. For now, Martin Reyna and his colleagues will gather their traps and test mosquitoes. When a virus is found, they spray those neighborhoods at night. Reyna says that his encounters with mosquitoes are largely benign, except when there's a tear in one of his traps and a couple of dozen mosquitoes, some possibly infected with virus, attack as he drives along in his van.
Those mosquitoes find their way out of the net and they're flying, you know, inside the van here. We got to roll down the window and let them out, and sometimes, you know, we smashed a few in the windshield.
2 weeks ago, Houston Mosquito Control got some ominous news. A dead blue jay was found outside New Orleans, and tests showed the bird was killed by West Nile virus. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Houston.